Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Columbus has seen its relatively high infant mortality rate fail to come down as quickly as health officials would like. But Cincinnati has seen more progress in keeping babies alive past their first birthday. So what are they doing differently? WOSU's Adora Nummi Gooday compared Cradle Cincinnati's strategy with Columbus's initiative Celebrate One. Adora joins us now. Good morning, Adora.
Good morning, Steve.
How did Cradle Cincinnati get its infant mortality rate down so quickly?
Yeah, so Cradle Cincinnati had a record year with its infant mortality reduction program. And here's Community Strategy Director Dr. Meredith Shockley-Smith explaining why.
We saw extreme preterm birth of Black babies go significantly down. We had a 24% decrease in infant death. So that is celebratory, but we still have a long way to go.
She attributes the dramatic decrease in numbers to a strategy shift that Cradle Cincinnati made this year. Since infant mortality disproportionately impacts African Americans, the organization created community advisory boards of Black women and had them lead their outreach efforts.
And those women went and asked the Black women across our city how they needed to be supported so that we could see these numbers change. And we brought back that data and then we just started doing it. So we trusted Black women, we built strong communities.
96 babies died in Hamilton County in 2019. That's 14 fewer babies than died the previous year.
How do Columbus's numbers compare to that?
So Celebrate One is working to reduce infant mortality rates as well, although the organization is definitely not on pace with Cincinnati's. In 2018, 138 babies died in Franklin County before they turned 1 year old. And we have a lot more people here, so that rate is actually slightly lower than Cincinnati's, but it hasn't decreased nearly as quickly. Here's Celebrate One Director of Community and Legislative Strategies, Priyam Chokshi.
If you don't reduce the racial disparity rate, there's no way we're going to be able to eliminate reduce the infant mortality rate in our community.
In 2019, the number of infant deaths here went down to 127. So Franklin County is also improving, but just not at the same rate.
We've heard about these racial disparities in infant mortality for years now. Why have they not been addressed here like they have in Cincinnati?
So great question. Both organizations cite premature births as the number one leading cause of infant mortality, and both say that stress on the mother plays a huge role in whether a baby will be born prematurely. So in addition to putting Black women at the forefront of community outreach, Cradle Cincinnati created a group called Queens Village to help solve that problem as well. They wanted to bring together Black women to participate in stress-relieving activities. Here's Dr. Shockley-Smith explaining.
Queens Village is a community of Black women who gather together to rest, relax, and repower. And in that space, we talk about infant mortality, but we also talk about what else might be stressing us. We also, laugh together and support each other.
They do things like bring in Black yoga instructors and caterers to a space for afternoon events. Celebrate One is definitely looking to emulate this network. So here's Chokshi explaining.
I really admire Cincinnati's work in Queens Village. I think that's something that we hope to emulate in our community. And we actually have a meeting with their group in early August to discuss further.
So what's next for Celebrate One?
After meeting with Cradle Cincinnati, Celebrate One hopes to make movement on creating more spaces for Black women, just like that organization is doing, to educate one another and reduce their stress levels. Celebrate One also just formed a partnership with Columbus City Schools. They're going to work with school district staff and our health educators like Columbus Public Health and Nationwide Children's Hospital to implement a sex ed program called Get Real.
Every building is different in terms of their curriculum when it comes to health. Either it doesn't exist or it exists in a level where it's just a half a credit requirement. And it's, phys ed, for example, or gym class can fulfill that requirement.
Celebrate One got involved because of the lack of state health education standards for public schools and the need to address teen pregnancies, which contribute to prematurity, which is, again, the leading driver of infant mortality.
That's WOSU's Adora Nummi Gooday discussing infant mortality reduction strategies here in Columbus and in Cincinnati. Adora, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.